We've seen very few.
Well,
we wondered about that.
Well, the cold and the and the hot combined.
Could have.
We've had extremes, haven't we?
Right.
That would take them. Well, how about speaking of fishing, the general, some of the terms for bait. The general.
The little.
Just worms.
You use expression fish. What would you say about worms in connection with fishing?
Fishworms, night crawlers.
Yeah, fishworms would be a familiar word.
Yes.
Or fishing worm, maybe.
Fishing worms. Yes.
You spoke of the large earthworm. You called him a
night crawler.
Now, what about this insect with a slim body and wings that hovers over a stream?
Oh, dragonfly.
And this seafood now that makes good soup.
It's like algae, or
you could come in the can. I can remember when you could buy them in the bulk, but the.
You mean oysters?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's not my favorite dish.
Now, this the insect can get in and cause trouble with clothes.
Moths.
So we say we've had trouble with.
With moths.
What do you call here, friend, the little guy that turns his light on and off at night?
A lightning bug. Look at how he's standing now. As a sentinel. Isn't that something?
Isn't that? Well, I'll be. How about the stinging insects?
We have those. The wasp, the bee, the hornet.
You have all of them?
Yes. My husband, every year for so many summers, would get stung. Yellow jacket. He mowed over a nest of yellow jackets and they got up his pant leg. And then every year he would get stung, so he has developed an allergy to them. One summer he was on vacation, he was working up on the roof, and he came in and a bee or a wasp had stung him, and he said, "I don't feel so good," so I got him to the doctor. So then, and he had to have a shot, and so then we went to a allergist, and so from then on he has to take a shot every month for the rest of his life, because he said the next shot could be, next sting could be fatal. So we're much aware of wasps and all those stinging things.
Yes. Well, now, you spoke of hornets a while ago. What about the size and shape of these?
I can't tell you. A yellow jacket, I think, is a larger. But the wasp, I don't know the difference between a wasp and a hornet. To me, they'd probably look alike.
Yeah. Now, a yellow jacket to me is a big bee.
Yeah, I think it is. And it bores in the ground and has a nest in the ground. While our wasps, he has painted these awnings recently, so he cleaned the awnings of the nest, but they would build there. There's one flying around right now, probably wanting to make a nest.
Sure enough. Speaking of bait again for a moment, tiny fish that are used for bait.
Minnows.